Well, as I mentioned a few moments ago, we're in stewardship. We're wrapping up our stewardship season, in fact. This is Stewardship Sunday. We just had opportunity to receive our pledge cards. Again, if you didn't have yours with you, that's okay. We would just invite you to turn that in later. We also invite you to continue to pray about it. The Lord may change your heart on something. There may be a gift or a talent that you're realizing that the Holy Spirit is calling you toward, and at any time, you're always welcome to offer that to the service of the Lord here through Good Shepherd. I don't want to beat you upside the head with a talk about money on Stewardship Sunday. I just want to give you a very quick review of some of the topics that we've talked about the past few weeks. You'll remember we began by really focusing on the last book of the Old Testament, the book of Malachi. Once had an Italian friend who said it was pronounced Malachi. But in the book of Malachi, we're told about the blessing in the third chapter. What God tells the folks there is that when they bring the entire tithe into the storehouse, he will pour open the heavens and he will rain down blessings on them so great that they won't have room to store those blessings. And this is the only place in Holy Scripture where the Lord actually tells his people, test me in this. Put me to the test. See if I won't bless you. And I think our take-home message from that was, you're never going to be able to outgive God. You just can't do it. Test him on that. Give the way he calls you to give, and watch how he can turn that into a blessing for you. And watch how a church like Good Shepherd can then become a blessing to the kingdom. And that led us into our second discussion for stewardship season, where we talked about what it means to be commanded and commissioned. We heard that story where the Pharisee asked Jesus, Rabbi, which is the greatest of all the commandments? And truth be told, it was an attempt by the Pharisee to try and trick Jesus. He wanted to see if Jesus would pick one commandment of the law, whether it was from all 613 from the Levitical law, or whether it would be one of the great commandments from the 10 that was handed down to the Jewish people from God through Moses. But what Jesus did there, if you remember, was he took all of that and he boiled it down into basically two laws. He took those first four of the Ten Commandments that deal with how we're supposed to deal with God, and he simply said, love God. And he took those next commandments, 5 through 10, where we're instructed on how we're supposed to deal with each other, our neighbors, and he simply said, love your neighbor as yourself. And then we can simplistically boil that down even further, that the greatest commandment is simply love. And we talked about how loving of a church Good Shepherd is. There's just no denying it. And again, as I said back then, that's not meant to sound as flattery. It's just the truth. This is a loving congregation. But the challenge that I gave us was to look at also not just the great commandment, but the great commission. Those words that Jesus speaks at the very end of Matthew's gospel account. The resurrected Jesus, when he's with his disciples, before he's ascending to heaven, before he sends the Holy Spirit to be with them, what he says is, go out into all the world and teach the good news. Teach what I have commanded. And it's easy for us to just think back for a moment. What did Jesus command? He commanded love. So we're commissioned. And so the challenge for us this stewardship season is to think individually about how we can contribute to bringing God's kingdom to the earth through Good Shepherd. What talents you can share to go out and spread the gospel, to spread the good news to a world that is so in need. We're a great commandment church, and we're going to focus on becoming a great commission church and sharing that as well. And today, we heard the story in the gospel account of the parable of the 10 virgins. It's an interesting sort of story. I was reviewing it in the NLT earlier before service today, and they used the term bridesmaids rather than virgins, which gives us a little bit different concept. But I think the important point there is that what we find is that five of them have their lamps, they have their oil, they're prepared for when the wedding feast will occur. And the wedding feast occurs when the bridegroom appears. And of course, the bridegroom is our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. And what's really interesting about this is, God bless, what's interesting about this is it's a very neat setup for something we're going to be hearing more and more about in the lectionary starting 2 weeks from now when we enter into the season of Advent, the season of waiting, the season of preparation, where we await the coming of Jesus as the little babe to be wrapped in swaddling clothes. We await for Jesus, the one that would be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. But listen, this is the real important point for us as a church. That is history. That's happened already. That Advent has come and gone. It's recorded. Jesus has come. He has been incarnate. It's the second Advent that we need to be focused on. And Jesus reminds us in this parable today, no one knows the hour. We don't know when that will be. So what we need to do is we need to be prepared for the second coming of our Lord. We need to be prepared individually. And again, in sense of stewardship, in the way that we can each contribute to that as a church, we need to be prepared as a church. We need to be sharing the love of God. We need to be going out into all the world, being a Great Commission church, sharing the good news. We need to have oil so that we can spread the light. That's what Jesus tells us in Matthew's gospel account in the Sermon on the Mount. He says, let your light so shine so that the world may see it, not so that it brings glory to you, not because of your great works, but because people will see you and they'll say, what kind of person is that Sheila? What kind of person is that Stan? They're going to see him and they're going to say, I want to be like them. And they're going to talk to him. They're going to say, Sheila, what's that secret? Why in the midst of sadness do you have joy? Why in the midst of trial do you have joy? And you can tell them why. You're prepared. You're not like those other five virgins or bridesmaids. You have your lamp. You have your oil. You're willing to share that light with the world. Again, not so that it brings glory to you, but so that it brings glory to our Father God in heaven. And that's done through sharing the good news of our Savior, Christ Jesus. And my brothers and sisters, it's called the gospel because gospel means good news. You've received that good news this morning. Let me hear you say, amen. Amen. Let's pray. Holy God, we thank you that this church abounds with love. And we know that the only way we can love is because you first loved us. We thank you, Lord. We pray that we continue to become a Great Commission church, that we find a way to get outside of the doors of 5122 West Esplanade, bringing the gospel to all the world. We may not know the answer to how that's going to happen, Lord. We may think we do, but our prayer is that we're open to you. We're open to the Holy Spirit moving in our lives individually, moving in the lives of this church, going out into the mission fields. And our mission fields, Lord, they're no longer far, far away in countries that we've never heard of. They're in our own backyard. Help us, Lord, when we go into those mission fields of our own backyard, the neighborhood that we drove through to get to church today, the neighborhood that surrounds our church today, perhaps the dinner table in our own family at Thanksgiving dinner, there will always be an opportunity for us to let our light shine, so that it brings glory to you, our Father God in heaven. We offer this prayer to you this morning, Lord, in the name of your Son, our Savior, Christ Jesus. And all God's children said, amen. Amen.